We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Seth Evans, our National Baseball Insider, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline for his weekly visit. Seth, how you been, my friend?
My man, Bill. How you been? Sorry I missed you last week.
No, that's okay. We're doing well. It's interesting. The Brewers making a move, picking up Gio Gonzalez just a short time ago because the pitching staff has been, well, we'll say lackluster. They banked on some of the younger guys to come in and really begin to kind of pick up where they left off last year, and they just haven't been able to do it. I say all the time, because you can have really good players in football. You can have really good players in basketball. You can kind of pick up where you left off. Baseball is such a here and now moment game. It's very hard to garner momentum and move forward from what you did from the year prior, isn't it?
Well, I mean, look, the Brewers are still a good team, and this has been a bad week. If they had, you know, amassed a 11 or 12 game over 500 record and then lost 6 out of 7, you know, it's not a big red flag. This is a little bit more of a red flag, but it's still April. I'm not going to read too much into it. I like the Gio Gonzalez signing because there were like 6 teams that were interested. And that means he had to want to come here. But he had a 6 ERA in AAA, so he wasn't really throwing that well. And, you know, let's see what it is. I think it's a low-risk, higher-reward kind of situation. But, you know, to tell you the truth, if the Brewers are going to contribute, they are going to need to get quality starting pitching. And I'm not talking about dominant starting pitching, but they just have to have a quality start. We're talking about 6 innings, 3 runs, you know, something like that. And they're not getting that consistently.
With the way they've constructed this team, now right now they're really struggling offensively. Over the years, tell me, when guys have a big season and they come back the next year, we saw Travis Shaw have a big season 2 years ago, and last year he struggled. This year he's struggling. We saw, you know, Jesus Aguilar get off to a fast start, cool down at the end of last season. Now he's struggling. How long does it take, guys, in your opinion, to really get going?
Well, I think it's in a case-by-case basis. I mean, somebody asked me this morning on a national show what I thought about Mookie Betts. I'll just use that as an example. This is a guy that was an MVP, and there is a really good opportunity that he's just going to have a down year. You know, Bryce Harper had a really down year last year. You know, you see it from superstars, and it happens from year to year. Guys just have bad years. But I believe in the talent, and I believe that eventually, you know, as it gets warmer, people start to heat up. And I don't mean warmer in terms of temperature, but guys start to heat up as they're there. And just need the reps. And, you know, I wish there was more of an actionable attempt that we could make, but it doesn't work like that. Baseball, you have to have patience. And what I hope is that in the interim, the veterans, you know, Lorenzo Cain and Ryan Braun and some of those guys continue to kind of carry the offense, because the Brewers succeed better when it is a more balanced attack. And right now it's not.
Well, that's just it. It's not. You've got the top-heavy portion of the lineup and then everybody else kind of trailing beside, and they haven't been able to, you know. Runs have not necessarily been a problem. They're still averaging well over 4.5 runs a game, which normally is going to win you a lot, but when you're giving up in this stretch out of the last 15 games, you're giving up almost 6.5, almost 7 runs a game. You're not going to win a lot of ball games, and that's where this really kind of becomes so prevalent. Now, you've got the Cubs who are
storming. That's not one player away. You know what I mean?
Correct.
That's a collective thing.
Correct.
So, you know, there's a lot you can pin that on. You know, if you're giving up 4.5 runs a game, then you need to score 5 and 6, and they're not. And, you know, it's a combination of errors. And the fact of the matter is that's why the constitution of a baseball team is very complex. And it's not one guy will just suddenly fix everything. That's why Kimbrel, I didn't think, was the guy, simply because, you know, and I'm not saying they can't sign him, but they're going to wait for the draft pick. And with Gio Gonzalez, you didn't have to.
So you've got right now the Cardinals, who have been charging forward. You've got the Cubs, who started off really slow, and then they got some home cooking and started to win some ball games. Hell, even Cincinnati's only 4.5 games back. Pittsburgh, we didn't think would be sustainable, but they're still kind of hanging in there. I still think this is a wide-open division. I'm not panicking. If I had to say my concern level on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 6, because the pitching hasn't been consistent and you banked on that going into the season. So at what point as a Brewers fan, or at what point as a fan, because you said, you know, you really don't before Memorial Day look at the standings. At what point, though, when things aren't going well, do you begin to look at the standings, or at least look at what your team's productivity is?
Well, it's not until May. I mean, look, get to May, and let's get to a position where this ball club can at least see what they're like. If 6-7 turns into 16-18, you know, then there's a problem. And that's what everybody's dealing with. You know, what I won't do is I'm not going to single out the Brewers and say that they're struggling where other teams aren't. Look at the Philadelphia Phillies right now. And the Phillies have all kinds of internal, you know, complaining about each other. Jake Arrieta's annoyed, and Bryce Harper's getting yelled at and doing some yelling on his own. And, you know, everybody said to me, well, what do I make of the Phillies? Well, why would the Phillies be a DEFCON 5 but the Brewers aren't? And vice versa, if the Brewers aren't, why are the Phillies? You know, it's the same scenario. So that's where it comes back to the time of the year. The Boston Red Sox are a great example. Could they still win 95 games? Better believe it. And it wouldn't even be a huge comeback. So it's too early. I would say after May, if this stretch, if they don't turn out of this stretch with their next 8 games and go 4-4 or 3-5 at the very least, yeah, then that's cause for concern. I think that's when you start tweeting the things that I saw, you know, Brewer people tweeting. You know, I don't think it's a full-on panic, but it's getting there.
Talking with Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Meanwhile, you mentioned Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper went nuts. You know, I've talked about this time and again. I just want to see one time a manager get out of the way and say, okay, go ahead. Go after him. go punch
an
umpire.
They're told to protect.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Gabe Kapler was just protecting, you know, but the thing about Gabe Kapler is if I'm him, I'm more annoyed at the fact that Jake Arrieta said something publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind Jake Arrieta saying what he said. I didn't think he spoke out of school, but don't say it to the media.
Right.
Come on. You know better. And then, you know, my point is, and I have a lot of friends in the Philly organization, so I made one phone call, and this is all I said. I said, what was Gabe Kapler hired for? I said, it wasn't because he was a sleuth. He's not a pitching wizard. He's not a master chess player. He's a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, do some communicating. I said,
right.
We have this trend in baseball where all these teams are going with these young managers. What is the skill set that they had? They're good conduits for the front office. They're great with the media, usually. And they're great communicators. And they specialize in talking to millennials.
Yep.
That's literally what Brad Ausmus said to get the Angels job. So my attitude about all of this is, you know, what I was surprised about is in a city like Philadelphia, where everybody's waiting for a controversy, Jake Arrieta thinks that's okay to say to a reporter? How dumb can you be?
Yeah, yep. And that was their big signing last year after they picked him up coming over from the Cubs. That was a guy that was supposed to be one of those dominant pitchers and a leader, and he kind of spouts off.
And that's not to say that he's not. See, here's the other thing. He had a mistake. He made a mistake. And if I'm Gabe Kapler, I'm sitting those guys in a room, and I want Bryce Harper to be able to defend himself. And Bryce Harper's not fazed by this because he has to deal with Jonathan Papelbon. Remember him?
Right.
Jonathan
right.
Papelbon is 10 times the jerk that Jake Arrieta is. And I don't even think Jake Arrieta is a jerk. I just think Jake Arrieta had a lapse in judgment. And if I'm Gabe Kapler, that's my bigger concern, not him getting called out from the umpire.
Want to talk a little bit about the Boston Red Sox as well, because they're going through, at least their fans are, similar as to what the Brewers are going through, trying to figure out what's going on, when to panic, what's happening. I know some Bostonians have panicked already. They've more than pushed those buttons, but in a similar circumstance, they have been playing good baseball, and they got off to a slow start as well.
Yeah, there's no question about it. The Red Sox, you know, it's funny. Tampa, what did we think about Tampa? They were going to be good. We knew they were going to be good. And to tell you the truth, no one should be surprised. The team that I think should be in a full-on panic is New York, because they don't have the horses.
They lost everybody, too.
Boston, right. They've been besieged by injuries, but it's been impact players. You know, you can't overcome that. What the Red Sox can do is they can overcome that. Chris Sale, if you look at his last start, his ERA dropped 4 whole runs. in one start. Again, it's mm-hmm. April. And so if I'm the Red Sox, what I do is I throw out the numbers and just focus on one series at a time. And I know that sounds cliche, and I know that's not what fans want to hear, but it really is that simple, because what turns into a little bit of a playing well turns into a bigger playing well, and the next thing you know, your ills of April are forgotten.
Brewers right now, 13-12, a game over 500, two games back, not in full-fledged panic mode right now, but they've lost three of their last seven, five of their last, or they've only won five of their last 15. And by the time you and I talk next, with the addition of Gio Gonzalez and the way this thing's kind of been up and down, do you think the Brewers, now granted they can turn it around quickly, but is this something that do you think continues? Or do you think this is something that is going to work? Because they have three against the Mets. They got to go on the road and go three against the Mets before coming back home to finally take on Colorado.
I'm going to go on Sunday, I think.
Okay. Are you? Okay. So you'll be over there up close and personal. So by the time we talk next week, you're going to give me a little bit better insight as to what you think is going on with the Brewers as they face a little bit softer schedule.
Well, I hope Adam McAlvey knows I'm going to sit on his lap. And that's
perfect.
How I'll get home.
Perfect. Adam's all for that. I know. He loves company. He loves coffee.
I figured as much.
All right, buddy. Let us know what's going on next week. We'll touch base after they've been in New York, and hopefully we get a little deeper look at this team, and we're at least back on the right track. I know they've played stiff competition, but come on, you got to beat the best to be the best. So
it's just Rome wasn't well built in a day. Can I do one shameless plug?
Sure, go ahead.
Tonight, I am seeing Avengers. And while I really do think that spoiling a movie like that on Twitter is offensive, I am going to do a podcast where it will be a complete review. And as soon as you see the movie, because you know thousands of people are going to see this movie, mm-hmm. millions of people, go listen to the review, because it's going to be recorded right from the theater.
You're
going to record it literally right from the screen.
There you go. That is Seth Everett. Seth, you do it all. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, man.
See you, buddy. There you go. Next week, that is Seth Everett after he sees New York and the Avengers. Make sure you go to his stuff. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.